Praise God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and breaks
Questions. What does God expect of us? What does God require of us for such love? Even though He has had the answers recorded in His Word, the Bible, it seems that somehow we fail to recognize just exactly what these definitions are saying. The answers to the questions, what does God expect of us, and what does God require of us? In the Old Testament, in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter and the 8th verse, it asks the question and answers the question, what does God require of us? God requires of us that we live justly, that we love mercy, and we walk humbly before Him. This is a summation of what God requires of us, but He expects much more. He expects us to keep the commandments. They are recorded, the condensed version is recorded in Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. In the New Testament, it seems that there is a change in the requirements. But actually, it is just explanations of the requirements not given in the Old Testament, because God had not yet sent His Son into the world that the world might be saved through Him. Let us look at the requirements and expectations listed in the New Testament. Note and keep in mind that it is God's will that all be saved, that none should perish. First, let's look at what is expected of us. We are expected to keep the commandments. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter and the 36th verse, Jesus is asked this question: what is the great commandment in the law? In verse 37, he answers that question. He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. In verse 39, he adds, love thy neighbor as thyself. And in verse 40, he makes this statement: on these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets. This is what is expected of us. We are expected to keep the commandments. But what if we don't? What if we fall short? What if we break one or two or three or all the commandments? Does that mean that we have lost our chance for salvation and eternal life? I sure hope not. Because if it does, I fear that for myself, and really for every soul that has ever been born, we're lost. Because I don't know anybody that has kept all the commandments, including all the prophets and so on. But that is expected of us. In God's Word, the Bible records that sin is a breaking of the law. 1 John 3:4. And God's Word confirms that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. I'm sure that probably everyone here will admit that they have committed sin. And if you have committed sin, you have come short of the glory of God. And yet, most of us feel that we are on the right track for eternal life. Why is that? It is because we believe that we have met the requirements. What are the requirements? One, you must repent, confess, and repent of your sins. Two, you must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you should know that His shed blood is sufficient to cover all your sins. And three, you must follow Him. We all know what it means to repent and confess of our sins. We all know what it means to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But do we really know what it means to follow Him? Actually, when Jesus called many of His disciples, all He said to them was, follow me. You can find that in Matthew 4:19, and Matthew 9:9, and John 1:43. And in Matthew 10:38 and 16:24, He states that all who accept Him must follow Him. And in John 10:27, He says that His sheep knows His voice and that they follow Him. So what does it mean to follow Jesus? The dictionary defines follower as one who is in the service of or follows the teachings and opinions of another. A synonym for follower is disciple, and vice versa. In plain words, to be a follower of Jesus you must be in His service and follow His opinions and His teachings. If we confess our sins and repent of them, And if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and if we determine in our hearts to follow Him, then we have met the requirements for salvation. Let me repeat the requirement. Confess your sins and repent of them. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and determine in your heart that from this day forward, you will follow Him. This, however, is not the end of the story. After we have met the requirements, we are expected to prove our sincerity. After we've met the requirements, there are many expectations of us. And we prove our sincerity by how we live up to these expectations. What are those expectations? One, love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is how we prove that we have really met the requirements. If we meet the requirements, God will reward us with the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, which are love, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we do not have at least a few of these attributes, then we should be checking our soul, examining ourselves to make sure we have met the requirements. After all, we are warned. The warning is found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, and I quote, "There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death," unquote. We have a God, a Redeemer, a Savior, that loves us with a love beyond our comprehension. Surely, we should love Him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength, with all our being. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.